Greetings in Jesus' name on this 31st day of March, the year of our Lord, 2023. I'm appreciative of all that God is doing in our midst, and we're careful to give Him maximum glory for all that He is doing. And wow, what a time we're having. And thank you for praying for me. During these days, I'm in Ohio, Pickerdine, Ohio, preaching to a church and preaching to a group of men, some 80 men in a stakeout. And we're believing that God is going to touch us and help us like only He can. Just had the joy of leading a man in our church to Christ. Thank God for COVID that came and drew a family to our ministry. People want to complain about this COVID thing and this and that. We've seen more people saved as a result of all that we have gone through than we've seen in our whole entire ministry. God led people to our school and our ministry because our school stayed open and defied all of the orders of the powers that be, and we kept going on for Christ. We had family after family after family come to our school and enroll their kids. We had family after family that not only enrolled their kids, but also started attending our church. And we've seen the Vaness family saved. And we've seen now the Trillo family saved. Got to lead Kevin Trillo to Christ this morning. Thank God for that. And we've seen others saved. The Timmerman Hicks family, Forrest and Crystal Hicks, Timmerman Hicks, we've seen them saved. And we've seen family after family come to faith in Christ only because by the grace of God we were able to stay open and keep preaching and keep teaching and keep winning souls. And the Lord has done this, and He is great and greatly to be praised. We simply don't have any time for sad stories because my great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is saving people, and we praise Him for all of that. Speaking of that, the Bible says in John chapter number 5 and verse number 24, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." I love the phrase, "verily, verily." Thank God that we can say truly, truly. Everything we read in the Word of God, everything that Jesus teaches us is true. Yes, it is true. It is verily, verily, I say unto thee. And He's speaking directly to us. "He that heareth my word." How many of you out there in radio land today are glad that you heard the Word of God? I'm glad I've heard the Word. Hallelujah. Thank God for the precious Word of God. I love and appreciate and thank the Lord that He has not only inspired His Word, but He's preserved it for us. And we give Him the glory for that. "He that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me." I'm glad I believed on Him. The moment that I believed on Him, I received everlasting life. And shall not, the Bible says, "He that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life." I'm not going to get it. I'm not hoping to receive it. I'm not wishing it was going to happen. I have it right now. Present tense, I have everlasting life. I've received the imputed righteousness of Christ. I'm not the man I used to be. I'm not the man I'm going to be. But Jesus has saved me. He's given me His very own righteousness. I'm a born again Christian. I'm heaven bound with the hammer down. I'm hell proof. Amen. Thank God I'm not going to hell, but I'm going to heaven. What a joy it is to know and to experience the good grace of God. "He that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And you have thee quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." I was dead in my trespasses and sins, but now I've passed from death unto life. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm a newborn believer. Everything has changed. Is that your story today? If that's not your story, why not go ahead and trust Christ as your Savior? But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Trust Christ today before it's everlasting too late. He will save you. He will change you. Your life will be radically different. And oh, what a joy it will be. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on Monday.